Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
House Education Committee Chair Sam Rasool patroned an effort to allow localities to add a new sales tax to fund schools. The bill got an almost veto-proof bipartisan majority, and a similar version was sponsored by former GOP Majority Leader Terry Kilgore. But Governor Glenn Youngkin vetoed the bill Monday night, saying it could, quote, result in a nearly $1.5 billion tax increase on Virginians. Here's Rasool's reaction.
Many localities were really looking forward to having this other tool to be able to build schools, especially with the current crumbling infrastructure.
Democrats said they were still reviewing the details of Youngkin's budget amendments Tuesday, but Manassas Senator Danica Rome noted her effort to increase reimbursement rates for school meals was among those reduced by the governor.
I'm glad that we are doing something. At the same time, I don't think we need to go and pick apart, feeding cuts.
Cities and counties will also be parsing out Youngkin's education spending this week. Among them is Richmond Mayor LeVar Stoney, who warned education funding increases were needed especially in the wake of the pandemic.
The Commonwealth of Virginia has shortchanged our kids for far too long, and so any cuts to education will be harmful.
Youngkin did agree to raises for teachers over the next 2 years, but how funds for wage increases will draw from other education spending will be a point of debate when the legislature returns to Richmond next week. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.